Mifflin below discusses the vacancy of their Schlimmes, referencing the Sionis of Yaakov Avinu. He says as follows, that in this world, many of the poorest thing we do, which are basically materialistic, he says that Ashkafas Pusa Chamoris, that's based on perhaps on Sheker, Dachu, Maise Kumi, Tavani, Ashkafa, and Chusa. It's necessary to eat, to sleep, it's a necessity. And in one glance, it's a mice of the hand. It's an animal. On the very other side of the coin, this achdut that a person does can be a korlus akor. It can be said to be like a korban, to bring korban to a kodesh baruch hu. As he explains that man has this ability to be able to eat, and yet eat for a certain conscience, a certain purpose, in order to have the strength in other Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if this is true, if a person has such hashkafa, then the koyach atumot has no place. The koyach of tahara is so strong, in places of kedusha, then the tithes and the rishis, the rod of the Zanko of Achilo cannot exist. You know, the Gemara says that the biggest hanah a person can have is food. Raya with davar is by chavos. So is lo yeh ochel. Lo yeh ochel, the Gemara says in the second paragraph, when you're discussing my revolt, we are kolam shem achilu. We mean dark achilu. Does it also mean anor? Kolam lopligi, however, when it comes to hummus, everyone agrees that the word achilu means also anor. Even though when it comes to dam and shrutzim and nevela, does not mean achilu or does not mean anor, but b'chametz it does. Now, if it means anor, why did the Torah write the word lo sed? Why did the Torah write the word lo yirachal? Because this is the greatest hanah. The greatest hanah a person can have is not just achieving wealth, is not just winning sweepstakes, not just taking a swim in the ocean. The biggest hanah is achil. Achil is the highest hanah. And with this hanah that a person has, he comes into it. The kurah into it. And probably all the sicknesses that we have today, a lot are attributed to achil. The achil is food that we bring into our body, even with the brahma, even with the no-you. All the kashas, the poisons that we also intake, this hanah, not only gashmas, but it has a tremendous effect on us. If, however, the hashkafa is that I'm not doing it for shem hanah, I'm doing it for shem korban, I'm bringing korban to my Kodesh Kohanim open the bottom of the stock. Can that be such a thing? Can that be such a thing? But the Umas Oilam definitely not. But the Umas Oilam, there's no concept of a shlomo. But the Umas Oilam is only an oil. Kuhal Hashem, that they understand. They also have chilek and karbonis. Their chilek and karbonis is only an oil, all to God. But to have a carbon shlomo, a shlomo which is called Hashem, shalom, everyone's happy. According to the parts of the Torah, parts of the Mizbeach, and Allah also achilles Kohanim, and the violin and the Kohanim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu all participates in this carbon, that by the Umas Oilam doesn't exist. Cannot exist. We can show a carbon means that I can eat it, I can have a door from it, that's my shit. That's a carbon. A carbon. Can you imagine? Can you imagine in a church, Lahabu, in a church bringing in vodka, bringing in Canadian Club, into the main sanctuary, drinking Canadian Club in the main sanctuary? Every drunk will know that. cannot be. Titus is a stirrup. Yet, not a Kedusha, we make Kiddush in the shul. How long? Hosting my apostle, even if his mind is there, we don't have oral here. It's a halakha tefillah to make it, say Kiddush Friday night in shul. And the drink of the wine in shul. Wine. Yayin salafavel. The tat is sasin all Kedusha. But if your machshava is a proper machshava, you can direct that machshava. Just like the koyach of machshava is so strong that the machshava can go ahead and do terrible things to us. Terrible, terrible, terrible things. The machshava of a person can make a soft aver hard. Comes to Maisa Dihu. Comes to Maisa Shifra Zerulatot. All of this comes through a Kodach HaMashav. You don't need a Pula, you don't need a Maisa Adam. You don't need a machine, you have to go somewhere, because the Mashavas Adam, the Mashavas Adam can control your body. Can make your body do something without any other Pula. How can my arm get lifted up if I don't pull? It'll go up without my control, without my shoulder. If I want to go up, it goes up. My anger can be controlled by a person's mashup. And that's a tumma. That's tumma. That's tumma. It could be a misadutha. It's a misadvice. It was a batal. The kara mashaba is a batal. It's an iser. Same time, you're doing a bias mitzvah, a bias mitzvah, this machshava is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Machshava tahara. You say the proper tefillos before you have a mice of bia, it's a machshava tahara. The same machshava, the same mice, the same pula. But you see the machshava plays a part. The machshava. The mice is the same. It's a kishri aver. It's a kishri aver. But the machshava, Mashava, is it Nusnus? Is it the title? Is it the Shantumo? Or is it the Kedusha Lekar? Is it the Shem Onam? Is this Onam? Is this Pruvum? Is this Shevis? Yitzchak Elio says that Achilo can be directed in both ways. He can be in Shem Taiva. On the other hand, he can be in Shem Tekar. It can be a group. Same truth as it comes to the Zayas HaFemah HaKalah. On one hand, if you go ahead, the Zayas HaFemah HaKalah can be the biggest guy. Because if you work hard, you can beat the guy. Kol Kibyatzim Yad Osu Liyaz HaKalah, you destroy the person. But the same Tula that is doing his work, Al-Mashkab Ruchnis, he has a top of Hashem Ruchnis, and he realizes that the Zeparnas is only in order to what? To be exactly vulnerable. In order to what? Not the Kemach in Torah. The Kemach is not the requirement by itself. It's only a prerequisite to Torah. The prerequisite of what is Avot Hashem? Torah in their hearts. This is an important role in coming close to our good. So therefore, the person has this hashkafa, then he can come to a higher dimension. He asks the main question. That is, he asks that by Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu is a symbol of Eretz. The name is Yaakov. Yaakov Ishtam Yeshua. The Yaakov is the person who says about the Halacha, he lived in this world. He lived in the world of Gashmas. He wasn't just an Ishtam Yeshua, he wasn't just singing Shiddush Shemi. The obvious question is not asked. How come Yaakov Binu said Ramon? Yaakov Binu is a trick. And that's the facts. He did everything for Ramos. A lot of his actions, with love and with Asa, were Barabbas. Rashi says, "Im Ramosu bo, kavani yachu bravos." I'm your brother, I'll do bravos. So the question is, if a person is such a tzaddik, such an ishemis, how come he resorted and he lived the life of Ramos? Mithun and Leon wants to say that he was given the series. The chitzonius of his acts were Ramos. That was in the Nisoyim. Is he going to use this as a Ramos, or will he do it the Shem Shema? Ramaisa, he did a Maisa Ramos. However, his Machshava and his Kavanah was not for that alone. His Machshava's Kavanah is the Shem Shema, to get the Bechara, to be able to be his Simon, the Dor Doros, and the moment guiding the entire Mitzvah Shema. Said many times that the Nisyonis of Yaakov Avinu Biyomis were not personal Nisyonis. They were Nisyonis to set the groundwork, so to speak, the Dor Doros, to set how a person should live in the future of Klal Yisrael, and this should be a symbol, it should be the model, how to look up to Yaakov Avinu, and also to give us the kleichas to show us that we can do it. We can live in what God can tell you this is Shabbat. So Yaakov Avinu went through the Nisyonis, even though it ultimately was Ramos. However, his kavanah was the Shem Shabbat. He was eating, not the Torah Taiva, but the Torah Surahs. That's what the Zohar says. It says, "Mu'ol the flame Rishatim Arts of Sheva Pamu." He bowed down to Esau 7 times. How in the world can Yaakov bow down to Esau? The Zohar says that the Shekhinah was in front of him. And he bowed down. But there's no place in the Torah that says he bowed down to Esau. He bowed down. So we think he bowed down. Who else is bowing down to? And the person in front of you, he's your brother Esau. You're bowing down. Your brother down to Esau. He didn't say bow down to Esau. He bowed down to the Shekhinah. He's bowed down to the Shekhinah. You may bow down to Esau. This Kavanah, maybe the whole thing about Rav and Sanhedrin and our releases, he's bowing down. But in the Abba Be'era, believe the Shemaiah. Believe the Shemaiah. The act is an act of Abu Zohar. Shachavoyah. He's doing an act. A Maisa, Abu Zohar. A Maisa Be'era. That's what you think. That's what looks up to me. However, in front of him was a Shem. He was bowing down to the Shem. Therefore, his Kavanah was different than what it may appear. So, Chalila Machas is all right, so he never bowed down to Esau. Never. Bowed down to the Shem, just happened to be Esau, didn't have to be there. And he died with Shemesser. He died with Shemesser. Who's in front of him? One of the meeting swimmers. One of the meeting swimmers. He feels great. He's Jews, because I was covered. He happens to be, who's this person? Who's this person that's famous? The president of the universe. President of the universe, the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah. He passes by, and the Rosh Hashanah is going like this. Going like this. Look at this, the Rosh Hashanah. Look at what Rosh Hashanah is doing. Look at what the Rosh Hashanah is doing to me. It feels great. As far as he's concerned, you're bowing down to me. Well, maybe we should lie. But don't you see he's there? Sure, he saw he was there. But maybe we should lie. The person has such kavanos. The person has such kavanos. It is all avodas Hashem is in the avodas Hashem. This is important in Kudo. And one lives in Golis. You should have this idea that his kavanah should be only Shira Kishbol. Therefore, kavanah is so important. Not only when you bow down to the first world, but when you think. But what's to say, a marshal, a person happens to be constructed in construction, working, being there, destroying, conveying the foot source, paving the roads, paving the roads. That's how we should live. And it is kavana, he is doing a chesed. He wants to do it in order that people should have it easier for them to travel. To pave the road. If that's his kavana, it's a mitzvah. And his kavana is just a job. It's a job. That's how I have to make my living. Make your living your way, and I make my living my way. It's just a living. Now I don't have any kavanas. There's no mitzvah at all. So the kavana decides. The kavana decides. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a rukhias? Or is it gashmias? Is this a dumb gashmias? So if a person comes to the vacant part of his world, this concept of Ishma is only through his kavana samaisa. If his kavana samaisa, not a shalt, he's a shim, also a banish. Also a banish, he's a shim, put him in my eye. Also a banish. This is what I seek. I seek only one thing, to live it toward the world. Also a banish. The Bakr Ego. How do you become a woman of a banish? The Bakr Ego. What does the Bakr mean? The Bakr means you visit. Something fresh, something new. It's like you come to the place for the first time, you're not familiar with the place, so therefore you're on your best behavior. Something is new. So that's the basic shift the same way. My shift in my kavana, and learning the basic Medish, is as if I was never there before. As if there's a body, it's something new, it's like the first day of this body. Today's the first day of tomorrow's body, tomorrow's the first day, and next day's the first day, everything's the first day. Everything's the first day, something new, something fresh. Some of us, we have this food. Comes to a blood tomorrow. Comes to a blood tomorrow as if I never saw it before in my life. I just learned the mission. I learned this places, especially through a Chazara. Through a Chazara of the sixth parak as if I never saw it in my life. Something fresh, something new. And that's a Chazara. But that's exactly how a person should feel learning. This is the vacancy. The vacancy that could borrow is if a person comes to a Chazara that kind of Hashava, something fresh. That's why it's the same food every single day we get tired of. That's the Dabagasha. Get tired of it. Tired of the same food day in and day out. Day in and day out. Same routine. Same routine. It's boring. It's monotonous. It's true. If, however, it's not the same food. Why is it not the same food? It's not the same day. Paul said, travels day to slow. First time today afternoon. Today is the first time. Today is the first time. It's a new day, it's the first time. It's a new day. I never did this before. It's something today is the first day. Every day is a Friday, it's a new day. So therefore, it's a new breakfast. I never ate this breakfast before. I never ate this breakfast before. It's a new day breakfast. Because it's a new day. I never had this day before. So the first time I had breakfast, I made this day. I was the same breakfast as me for the last 20 years. But for me, it's the first day. Person lives this way, right? It's different. It's a different mind. It's a different way. Every day is a new day, it's a fresh day. It's a new day. I'm a kind of people, if you look at it this way, it's a fresh, isn't it? It's the day of the Yudavi. It's a new Yudavi. Well, yes, it's Shabbat, that was Shabbat's God. It's a new Shabbat, it's a new day. So the person who lives this way is not to take all the deficits that mundaneness and gashness can do to a person. How long people destroy it? Bring it to higher value. This is what the vacancy that the Baruch does, meaning the person who forces to train something.